With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Police in New York, Los Angeles, and other U.S. cities increased patrols Friday. Authorities put up fencing around the U.S. Capitol. Some schools even closed amid fears of violence inspired by the Israeli-Hamas war. But law enforcement officials stressed yesterday there were no credible threats in the U.S. A former Hamas's leader called for a day of rage, or jihad, put Jewish communities on edge and sparked heightened security around houses of worship, schools, and cultural institutions. Law enforcement officials say despite specific threats to Americans, they are on high alert for the potential of violence driven by anti-Semitic or Islamophobic sentiments in the wake of the attack on Israel. President Biden pledging to do everything possible to find the missing Americans in the war.
The president and members of his national security team spoke by phone with family members of the 14 Americans still unaccounted for following the deadly attacks against Israel.
I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families.
Meanwhile, the president is unwavering in his support for Israel, even as he raises humanitarian concerns about innocent civilians in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans nominate Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio for the next speaker.
Jordan won the Republican nod for speaker in the conference's second such vote this week, beating his challenger, Congressman Austin Scott from Georgia. Earlier this week, Jordan lost to Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who exited the race late Thursday when it became apparent he would not garner the 217 votes needed to be elected speaker on the House floor. It's unclear whether Jordan will be able to surmount the internal divisions that led Scalise to abandon his bid. Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for 10 days. Edwin Mora, Washington.
SRN News. The attack on Israel being condemned by the Southern Baptist Convention.
In a letter signed by numerous evangelical leaders, the SBC says, quote, "We, the undersigned, unequivocally condemn the violence against the vulnerable, fully support Israel's right and duty to defend itself against further attack, and urgently call all Christians to pray for the salvation and peace of the people of Israel and Palestine. They are calling on the Biden administration and all U.S. policymakers to take terrorism seriously." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious charities in San Diego are being overwhelmed by illegal immigrants as Customs and Border Protection releases them directly into the city. Government shelters are full, and local churches and ministries say they can't take up the slack. Catholic Charities of San Diego recently halved capacity at two hotels where it houses illegal immigrants to about 800 people, because the agency is running short of money. This is SRN News. Russian authorities raided the homes of lawyers representing imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
The raids are part of a criminal case in which the three men are accused of participating in an extremist group, according to Navalny's ally Ivan Zhdanov. Navalny's team confirmed on Telegram that all three of his lawyers were detained after the search, apparently as suspects in the case. Navalny's chief of staff said the case against the lawyers comes as Navalny is due to be transferred to a penal colony. He added it was unclear exactly where that would be. Navalny has been behind bars since January 2021, serving a 19-year prison sentence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Panama's Civil Aviation Authority says a Copa airline flight bound for Tampa, Florida, returned to Panama City's international airport following a bomb threat. The Boeing 737-800 landed, 144 passengers taken off the plane. More at SRNNews.com.